Title, Respace Fundamentals, with Resampling Only Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on Respace Fundamentals for drum and bass, but with a strict rule, we're going resampling only for the sound design workflow. That means we're not going to sit there and build a monster synth patch and tweak it forever. We're going to do what a lot of proper rolling and techie DNB bass lines are built on. Sound into audio early, process it, print it again, and keep iterating until it feels like an engine. The core loop for today is simple: sound, print, process, print, slice and arrange, then mix. And the reason this works so well for Reese is that all the interesting stuff people love about a Reese bass is not just as a tuned saw. It's movement, it's phase, it's grit that evolves. It's those tiny inconsistencies that make it feel alive under drums. By the end, you'll have a system, not just a sound, a clean mono sub layer that stays stable and mix safe. A resampled mid-res layer with evolving motion, a performance-ready sliced audio instrument inside drum rack, and a couple of arrangement patterns that sit under a break or two-step without stepping on the kick and snare. Let's set the session up fast, but correctly. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic rolling zone and it keeps our modulation rates feeling right. Now make a group called Bass Bus. Inside it, create three tracks, one for SUB, one for res mid, and optionally one for tops or noise if you like adding texture later. On the bass bus, drop a spectrum so you can actually see what you're doing, not just guess. And after that, drop a utility and map the mono button so you can check mono compatibility quickly. That mono check is going to save you from making a bass that sounds insane in headphones and then collapses in a club. Now we need a raw resource. Even in a resampling-only mindset, you still need something to generate the sound initially. We'll do it quickly and then commit to audio immediately. Create a MIDI track called Reese GEN and load operator. Set it up with two oscillators mixed. Oscillator is a saw at full level. Oscillator B is also a saw, a little lower, like minus 6 dB. Then detune oscillator B somewhere between about 7 and 15 cents. Don't overdo it. We're not making a super saw. We're making the core interference pattern that becomes Reese movement. Now add chorus ensemble after operator. Put it in chorus mode. Set rate around 0.25 to 0.45 Hz, so it moves slow. Set amount around 20 to 40%. Delay around 6 to 12 milliseconds. Width at 100%. Mix around 35 to 55%. Teacher note. You're not trying to make it wide for the sake of it. You're creating motion that you can later capture, distort, and reprint. It's movement bait. Now add auto filter after that. Set it to a 24 dB low pass. Put the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz. Add a little drive, like 2 to 6 dB. And add just a hint of envelope so it bites slightly on note starts. Small envelope amount. Short decay. Now we print. This is where the workflow starts being the whole point. Create a new audio track called Reese Print 1. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now record about 8 bars of long notes. Pick notes in your key. A live DNB Reese fundamentals live nicely around F to G territory, but don't treat that like a law. Just keep the fundamental manageable. While you record, perform the sound. Don't just let it loop. Move the filter cutoff a little. Nudge the chorus rate slightly. You want micro events every bar or two, not some obvious wobble. Think a live engine, not Edam LFO. Once you've got audio, pick the best section and tighten it up. On Reese Print 1, choose a clean chunk and set your warp mode. Try complex first. If it gets weird and facey in a bad way, try complex pro. If it's mostly low mid content, tones can actually sound really solid. Then consolidate to a clean 4 or 8 bar file, and label it like you mean it, not audio 37. Label it like a sample pack you'll come back to, something like Reese Print 1F1 174 BPM. Extra coach note here, resampling is only fast when you can find the right take instantly. If you get into the habit of detailed names, your future self is going to love you. Now we design the mid Reese using audio only shaping. Take that consolidated print and put it on your Reese MID audio track. This is the layer that will do the talking and the moving. The sub is going to be separate and boring on purpose. Let's build a chain. Order matters. First, EQ 8 for pre-clean. High pass at around 30 to 50 Hz. This is non-negotiable. You are removing sub from the mid layer so your mix doesn't turn into mud and limiter pumping. If it's boxy, dip around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 2 to 5 dB, moderate Q. If it needs bite, a gentle lift somewhere 800 Hz to 2K Hz can help, but don't boost just because you can. Add only what you can justify. Next, add saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive somewhere around 3 to 10 dB, soft clip on, and then level match your output. This is crucial. If you don't level match, you're going to think more drive equals better, when really it's just louder. Now auto filter for movement. This time, consider LP12 or BP12. Bandpass gives you that talky vocal zone. Low pass gives you weight. Turn on the LFO. Sync it to tempo. Try rate at 1/8 or 1/4. Keep amount subtle to moderate, like 10 to 35%. Resonance somewhere around 0.6 to 1.3. And here's a trick. Play with LFO phase. Dart at 0, then try 90 or 180 degrees. It can shift how the groove feels against the drums, almost like it's leaning forward or backward. Now the secret spice for classic Reese motion. Frequency shifter. Drop frequency shifter after the filter. Try ring mod or single sideband. Set fine to tiny values, like +1 to +12 Hz. Yes, single digit Hz. That small offset creates this rotating metallic motion that, once you print it and distort it, becomes that engine character. Set mix around 10 to 40%. You don't always want it fully wet. Then add overdrive or pedal. If you use overdrive, set the focus frequency somewhere 400 to 1200 Hz. Drive 15 to 45%. And keep dry / wet in a sensible range like 20 to 60%. The point is controlled aggression. Then utility. If you have bass mono and utility, use it appropriately. But remember, this is the mid layer, not the sub. Still, keep width controlled. Somewhere around 80 to 120% is a common range, and if it's getting messy, bring it down. White bass sounds cool until your track hits mono systems and the punch disappears. Now we resample again. This is where it turns from processed sample into designed instrument. Create another audio track called Reese Print 2. Input set to resampling. Arm it and record 8 to 16 bars. And treat this like a performance lane, not a static print. One hand is slowly sweeping auto filter cutoff. The other hand is nudging frequency shifter fine, like tiny drift. And on transitions, you can bump saturation or overdrive a touch. Then bring it back. Aim for peaks around -10 to -6 dB FS when you print. That headroom rule is massive. If you print too hot, you'll be designing into clipping and you'll lose options later. Now we take that Reese Print 2 and turn it into a playable audio instrument. Right-click the clip and slice a new MIDI track. If your print has rhythmic modulation artifacts that create obvious transient moments, transient slicing can work. If it's smoother, slice by warp markers or by a fixed grid like 1/8 notes so you get consistent pieces. Ableton will make you a drum rack full of slices. On the drum rack output chain, add EQ8 to keep it clean, maybe to high pass around 30 to 50 again, and tame any harsh bands. Add glue compressor or a normal compressor for consistency. Glue with a 3 to 10 millisecond attack, release on auto, ratio 2:1 is a good starting point. You're not trying to squash it, you're just making the slices feel like one instrument. Optionally add a light saturator, 1 to 4 dB. Now you can program your Reese like drums, which is exactly how a lot of fast, authentic DNB phrasing happens. Short stabs, ghosts, call and response, little fills, without constantly editing automation lanes. Before you get too excited, do a mono test right now. Temporarily, put a utility on the drum rack output and set width to 0. If the tone collapses too hard, that means your print has too much facey width baked in. You can fix it by printing again with less chorus or less width, or by adding a center anchor layer. Let's talk about that center anchor, because it's a pro move and it doesn't require any new synth. Duplicate print 2 to a new audio track called Recenter. Put utility width at 0%. Band limit it with EQ8. Something like 120 to 600 Hz. Add very mild saturation. Blend it quietly under the main Reese mid layer. This stabilizes the note core, while still letting the main layer do the crazy rotating stuff. Now, the sub. The sub is separate for a reason. Create a sub track. Use operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. If you need a bit more audibility on small speakers, add a tiny bit of harmonics with subtle drive, or bring in a second oscillator very quietly, like -18 dB. Keep it gentle. Add saturator with 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip-on. EQ8 with a low pass around 120 to 160 Hz, then utility width to 0%. Your sub is mono. Always. Sub pattern advice for rolling DNB. Keep it simple. Half bar to 1 bar notes, maybe the little 1/8 pickup before the snare sometimes. It should feel like it's pushing the groove, not doing gymnastics. Now let's arrange a bass line that actually sits with drums. Start with an 8-bar loop. Bars 1 to 2, steady sob. Reese sparse. Call. Bars 3 to 4, Reese gets busier. Response. Bar 5, drop Reese for half a bar so the drums breathe. Bars 6 to 7, Reese back with a variation, maybe different slices or a different print. Bar 8, a fill. Stutter a slice, stop it, maybe reverse one hit as a transition. Microrhythm tips. Try to place the Reese mids in the gaps around the kick, and avoid landing heavy on the snare. And don't confuse more notes with more energy. In rolling DNB, negative space can be the heaviest thing in the room if the tone is right. Here's an arrangement upgrade that instantly makes it feel like a record. Make the bass answer the snare. Put a short re-stab right after the snare, slightly late, like 10 to 30 milliseconds late using clip nudging or track delay. It creates momentum. It feels like the bass is reacting to the drum, not just avoiding it. Now, optional but powerful, a final blueprint. Once your Reese mid pattern feels right, route that drum rack performance to a new audio track called Reese Final Print and record 16 bars. Now you can do audio edits that feel like finishing moves, fades, clip gain automation, tiny warp nudges, and yes, a reverse slice for a nasty transition if you want. This is also where pre-fader versus post-fader discipline matters. For sound design prints, keep faders at unity and control level inside the chain. For arrangement prints, you can let clip gain and fader rides become part of the performance that gets printed. That's how you bake energy changes into the audio. Quick mistake check before we wrap. If your Reese mid still has sub information, you're going to fight mud forever. High pass it. If your bass is super wide, it might sound huge but it'll lose punch in mono. Control the width and keep the sub mono. If you distort too hard too early, you print harshness you can't undo. Distort in stages and resample between. If your filter movement is too fast, it stops being DNB Reese and starts being wobble. Start at 1/8 or 1/4 and keep it subtle. And if you resample with no headroom, you'll be forced to mix with a limiter later, even if you never add one. Keep those prints around -10 to -6 peaks. Now a quick practice mission you can do in about 20 minutes. Make print 1 from operator plus chorus. Build your mid chain and make print 2. This audio version is shortened for playback.